A deep crater has been collecting rain behind Hammer and Wecon, the biggest grocery store in Petersburg. Jim Floyd, the store's CEO, plans to install additional storage space there to patch up a different type of hole, one in Petersburg's supply chain. But Floyd says progress on the pit is the pits. Days after the business broke ground on the storage project in October, there was a major landslide. The project's construction team had to pivot and help clear debris from Mitkoff Highway so utilities could be restored. Then came snow, rain, supply chain issues for construction supplies, and now frozen ground, which makes it hard to dig. But Floyd is hopeful that construction will start again with the spring thaw. I joined Floyd on a tour of the worksite and spoke to him about the planned expansion.
Pretty chilly.
Oh. So this is the back stock room of the grocery store.
The stock rooms are stacked with crates of produce, dairy products, even frozen breads. Some stacks nearly touch the ceiling. Floyd is worried that the available space won't keep Petersburg fed forever.
And the challenge we have right now is that even though we have some space up here in the steel, is that we don't have adequate space to house the merchandise that we have to build to handle week to week to week. Where we suffer the most is refrigeration, freezer space, and dry storage.
What is your timeline for the expansion?
I'm hoping by spring. Right now, unfortunately, just because of the frozen earth, I can't do any work on it. I am going through the permit process. I already have the engineer's drawing, so it's just a matter of getting that process done.
Is Hammer and Wecon prepared to meet the community's needs?
So honestly, that's been my goal. We did a good job during the pandemic of being able to have stuff on hand. The one area that we would have the most problem with would be dairy. Dairy has really short code dates and stuff like that. Produce, obviously, only will last so long. We should definitely be prepared. That is the reason why we're having to expand, is because right now our storage space is not adequate. It's not a matter of just being shorted because of supply chain issues. It's also the fact that we don't have storage space. And that is why I'm currently in the process of doing this.
Are there any other players in the game in Petersburg, or is Hammer and Wecon peerless?
Yes, there is another place. Obviously, Trading Union does sell groceries and stuff. I am just going forward as if we are the main supplier because we are significantly larger than them. They only get one delivery a week, so we have to be the primary provider. And that's the way I look at it.
With the situation you guys are in presently, you know, so experiencing seasons of higher demand and you're trying to prepare for that, does the situation drive how you price the items you have for sale at the moment?
That's not how it works. It's a margin, strict margin. We've had the same margin for years. So it's a cost, shipping, and that's how we factor our margin. It's not a supply and demand issue on our part. It's a supply and demand issue on the manufacturer and the vendor. And we do not put an additional charge on our end, if that makes sense. And just realize that the employees, you know, they work really hard and we've been shorthanded for quite a while. And I just ask a little patience because we are running into some severe shortages on products. Like for example, everybody's well aware of the egg shortage. We were just informed that our chicken load got cut. Produce, there's lots of weather issues going down in California right now that's gonna affect our supply chain. And so it's not the employees' fault. They're working endlessly trying to get product, and they do a good job. And so there's a lot of things that are just out of our hands.